We're on Simen Samach Vov, Sivov. Before we start Sivov, I'd like to mention something. We'd ended the shiur yesterday with a question. We had learned that the minig is that when you call up a kohen and he's in the middle of Krishma, he goes up. That's the minig is. The minig is he goes up. He's mafsik. And that is the minig. But if there's a shayla, should I call him up? So then the Mishnah Berurah says I should definitely not call him up. And then there's problems if he's a kohen, he should go out, or I should call out Yisrael. But I should definitely not call up someone who's in the middle of Krishma. So yesterday we asked a shayla, in the beginning of the siman it says, that if someone, the halach is, me'ikar adin, you're meishiv mifnei ha-kovet, if a person who's roi l'chabdo, he says, okay, so he passes by, and he'll give me sholem, and so I'm meishiv mifnei ha-kovet, and he knows that because of him giving me sholem, I'll have to answer sholem, but since the halach is, I'm permitted to answer Sholem, so we don't scratch our heads. Should he give me Sholem? He's allowed to give me Sholem, because the halacha is, I'm allowed to answer Sholem. So we asked yesterday, so here we said the halacha is that if he calls up a kohen in the middle of Krishna, the kohen goes up. So if the kohen is permitted to go up, So why can't the Gabbai call him up? When it comes to calling him up, all of a sudden we have a lot of problems. So I was thinking that Emerson, the Kasha, is not Shver at all, because by Emerson over here, if the Kain is permitted to go up, there's a Machlaikis, the Machaber says the Kain is Machlau not permitted to go up. Our minig is that we do go up. So our minig does not mean that it's poshut. The Mechabos, you're not allowed to. But since the minig is that we do go up, so don't make a machlokes, you go up. But I should call him up lechatchile, and when there is a shaila, if he's allowed to go or not, the minig will say go. But it's not poshut that he's allowed to go. The Mechabos, he's not allowed to go. So Memela, so there it's either preferable to avoid the situation and not to call him up. Now let's go to Sivov. In Posak Mipnei Hayira, Oya Kovid, it's a very interesting sif, that a person was Posak Mipnei Hayira, Oya Kovid, Acher Sha'omar Emes. That means that he said, Hashem Alekechem Emes. And then someone came over to him and said, Shalom Aleichem Yankel, and I thought, so Mikir Adin, I'm allowed to answer, Aleichem Shalom. So let's just, so the Broch Emes V'yatzev, I said Emes, then it said, then this person came over to me, and I told him Aleichem Shalom. So I said Aleichem Shalom. That's the case. We'll appreciate what the Mechab is telling us. Case number one. Or case number two, no one came over to him, but he davened quicker than the chazan. So the chazan is lamantiskir basisim is called mitzvah. So and he said Hashem alakechem emes, and he's busy waiting for the chazan to say Hashem alakechem emes. He's waiting. Umamtim sheyaschal achazan. He's going to say it further. He says, so the Machaber says, it is not necessary for him to say a second time emes. So you have to understand what is the Machaber telling us. So let's just give a little agdome, and we'll see that the Machaber is telling us two chidushim. The halacha is that just as we hear, the person is not permitted to say Shema, Shema two times. One is not permitted to say emes two times. It's also, you don't have to say emes. But there is a time when one is permitted. If they're not consecutive, one after the other, emes, and then there was a hefsek for some reason. So then, if we'll say emes a second time, there's no issa. Like this, if a prince says emes, meshaskin issa, they shush him. You're not allowed to say emes to twice, consecutively. But if there was a hefsek between the first emes and the second emes, there's no issa. Fine. That is halacha number one. Halacha number two, so let us go back, so let us, Tzvash will go to the second case. He's waiting, he said, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, the Chazan was, the Chazan was before him, so he was waiting till the Chazan said, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Now the Chazan said, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So now, theoretically, the bracha achite of Birchas Krishma really starts when Emes v'yatze v'nochem v'kayim v'yosha. That's when it starts. The bracha starts, the Krishma ends with Hashem Elokeichem. We're masmechit, but the bracha starts Emes v'yatze v'nochem. Now, let's say he was waiting for the Chazan. He waited 2.5 minutes for the Chazan to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Now, if he wants to start now, he wants to start, he's saying the last brach of Krishna, he wants to start from the beginning. The brach starts Emes V'yatzev, and then he waited 2 minutes till he's going to start the boss. So he wanted to start from the beginning. So now it's like this. So there's two shailas. Is he permitted to start from Emes V'yatzev? Yes. Because this is now called Emes, because he was waiting 2.5 minutes for the shatz to say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So it's an Emes, and 2.5 minutes later he's saying Emes. So he's permitted to say Emes V'yatzev. Now we'll ask a second shal, is he mechuyiv to say Emes V'yatzev? So the Torah says you're not mechuyiv. You know why? Because when you were a mafsik in the bracha, so even though by Krishma we had the halacha is that the machlokes, you stop in the middle of the pasuk if you go back to the beginning of the pasuk, or you can continue where you stopped off. But by Birchas Krishma, there's no shaila. You can continue where you stopped off. So now we will appreciate what the Mechaber is saying. The Mechaber is saying two cases that if he will say Emes again, he's not being over on Issa. Case number one is, because he said Emes Aleichem Shalom. So then the second Emes is not, he's not repeating Emes two times because this was absent. Case number two, he waited 2.5 minutes for the Chazan to say, to finish Krishma. So since there will be a hefsek between the second Emes and the first Emes, he said, so halachically he's allowed to start Birchas Krishma again, Emes V'yatzev V'nochem. Halachically he's permitted to do this. But he is not mechuyev to do this, because if you were mamsik in the middle of Birchas Krishma, you just go back for where you left off. He's not mechuyev to start from the beginning. He can start from the yatzik. That is pshat in the Mechaber, and now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Omamtim perish the ilu loyshaho. If there wouldn't have been a span of time between the second emes and the first emes, b'shaskin alay, so b'usha shabab, b'shachayz b'yme emes, k'may b'shma shma, b'ydim b'ydim. Avo b'shah, but if we just spoke about two cases that there was a hefsek between the second emes and the first emes, af d'lay m'shaskin alay, we will not tell them you're not allowed to say it, but there's no need for him to start from the beginning. The lama leila kaf leipam shniya. Why should it be necessary for him to start again from the beginning? Because v'chein b'chol makim shu poisek beizna b'roche mi birchas krishma, if he stopped for any reason in the broche of birchas krishma, v'yatze b'machim is birchas krishma. Kshechoyzer acha kachin, it's like lachzer, he doesn't have to go back. He continues from where he left off. Okay, so that is pshat in this mechaba. Siv Zayin. Einoi oima. Let's just give a little hakdome. We had perhaps mentioned this already. We had mentioned this a few times, that there is a machloikis between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim by certain brochas, if there is a set of brochas and we end the set, if the person who ends the set says Amen on his own brocha. There's a machlokes. Now, let us just mention, everyone does this by Birchas HaMozen. We end Birchas HaMozen the Yeraise, Boine Berachma Yerushalayim, Amen. The person himself says Amen. Why does he say Amen? Because this is the end of Birchas HaMozen the Yeraise. And in order that we should not think that Birchas HaMozen the Yeraise is four broches, so here everyone says, Amen, we should know, we ended the Birchas HaMozen Deraisa. The fourth bracha is at the Rabbonu and Atoiva Meitet. So this, everyone holds that you answer Amen on your own bracha. But let's speak about other cases. By Yishtabach, it's also the end of Psuki de Zimre. It started with Baruch Shem, it ends with Yishtabach. So the Sfardim say, Baruch Hei Olamim, Amen. We ended it. That's the Sfardim. By Hallel, Melech Mullah Batish Bochis, the Sfardim say, Amen. By Hashkivenu, by Meirev, that ends already the Meirev, the Bichas Krishma of Meirev, they also answer Amen. So the Sfardim, even when a Yochid ends a set of Brochis, their hanhoge is that they answer Amen. And the Ashkenazim never answer Amen on the bracha that they ended, besides Birchas HaMozen. That's one halacha. Now, so let's start speaking. So let's start learning Siv Zayin. Einei oime Amen acha gol Yisrael mishum dahavi hefsek. So the Mechaber says, now the Mechaber, theoretically, after Go Yisrael, just like by Meirev, Shema Amo Yisrael Lord, we ended the Birchas Krishma of Meirev, so the Mechaber said, Amen. Shema Amo Yisrael, the Mechaber said, Amen. So theoretically, we are ending the Birchas Krishma of Shachis, Baruch Hashem Go Yisrael, so theoretically, you should answer, Amen. Case number one. But there's a problem. We have to be soymech gula letvila. So we have to make the Shemoneh start right after Gol Yisrael. So because there's a chiyuv of smichas gula letvila, the Mechaber didn't answer Amen on his own broche, because the Amen will be a hefsek. Case number one. Case number two, let's say, I hear the Shat saying Goal Yisrael, so I should answer on his bracha. So also I don't answer on his bracha because I need smicha gula l'tfila. So the Mechaber is saying that even though by Bein HaProkim, forget we had heard Bein HaProkim, you're allowed to answer Amen on a bracha. Yoitza HaMoiris, and Bein HaProkim, I answer Amen. Ava Rabbe, I answer Amen. The Shailas Rabbah, but Al Kaponim, the Ramos here and so main after Abraham Mishra Bahava here the Shasi and so main. So theoretically Gaal Yisrael, this is the bracha, he hears the bracha, what? So theoretically you should answer Amen, but you won't answer Amen because of Smich is Kula Letzvillah. The Rama holds you do answer Amen, and Mishabur said it would be preferable to say together with the Shat so you'd avoid the Shaila. But upon him, if you didn't do it, the Rama Paskins, you do answer Amen. Now, but here the Machab is saying, Ein Ha'ima Omen Nachagol Yisrael, Mishum Dava Hefstik, and he's including both cases. Sorry, I said myself, Gol Yisrael, now it's the Sfardim. He should answer Omein on his own bracha because it's the end of a set of brachas. And say, if I hear the shots, I should also answer Omein. But since there's a halacha of Lismach Gula Letvile, the Tvile has to be right after the Gaal Yisrael, so we don't answer Omein. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah so far. Ein Oimer Omein, Ein Acher Asmoi, say he himself said the bracha, Ein Acher Shlir Fibu, Acher Gaal Yisrael. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to speak about a dikdik shaila, so let us see the shaila. Loshen Ova, we say Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael. In Shemayna Esra we say Baruch Hashem Goal Yisrael. So Kan Shaila Ben, what's Pshat? So the Mishnah Berurah says that is no problem. Mishum Dukoi Al Gulas Mitzrayim. The Gaal Yisrael we say by the Birchas Krishma was speaking about Ezra's Mitzrayim, Galtonim, Vesavot, Pedison. So we're speaking about Gulas Mitzrayim, which occurred already. So now we're saying the Chsina on that block is Gaal Yisrael was speaking about that historical event that the Rebbein Shalom was Gaal Yisrael. So we say Lo Shinova, Gaal Yisrael. That is about Krishma. This we didn't finish it completely, but we say by Birchas Krishma, Baruch Hashem, Goal Yisrael. Past tense. Why do you say past tense? Because the bracha before was speaking about what historically had occurred already in Gulas Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim Galtono, the base of the Padisono. So, the side by Birchas Krishma of Shachet, side by Birchas Krishma of Arvis, we're speaking about what had occurred, and Baruch Ato Hashem, Goal Yisrael. So we say, past tense, the bracha before Shemay Nesra is the end, this is the third bracha of Birchas Krishma. And therefore, we said Ezra's spoke about that Rabban Yisroel was Goyal Yisroel took us out. So we're speaking about historically what had then occurred. So Baruch HaToshem, Mimitzrayim Galtonu, we're saying what happened then. So Baruch HaToshem, Goyal Yisroel, that Rabban Yisroel was then Goyal Yisroel, so we say past tense. The same thing by Meirev, the Munakol Zoysu, again speaking about what happened then by Gulas Mitzrayim. So we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Goal Yisrael, past tense. That's what we say over there. Now, Avo, B'tfilash Shemayne Esrei, when we're davening Shemayne Esrei, I'm a Goyal Yisrael, because by the Tfilah, Ogoleinu, we're asking the Rebbeinu Shalom, to be Goyalos, either speaking about the Gula, see the Lord speaking about Gula from the Tzoras and Golas, but we're requesting a new Gula, a Goleinu Meheira. We're speaking about a new Gula, Goleinu Meheira Laman Shemecha. So we're asking for a new Gula. So then we say, Baruch Hashem, you are the Goyal Yisrael. So that's why in Shemayne Esra we say Elosh and Hoivet. That means we're asking you now that you should be Goyal of, and you are the Goyal Yisrael. So that's the Loshen and Shemayne Esra is a thriller of Rachmim, and we say, Rabbi Shem, you are the Goyal Yisrael. Bishum derach meninu mispala la laosit. And we're giving our reason to ask you for this because you are the Goyal Yisrael. Like the Fa'enu, we ask the Rabbeinu Shalom to send us refuah because you are the Reif Echeli Ami Yisrael. So we're speaking in the present. We're requesting from the Rabbeinu Shalom who is the Reif Echeli, who is the Goyal Yisrael. We're asking you, you should be Goyal. So that's why it says Haloshen Hoivet. So far, so good. Hoive, hoive, present. You say it in the present tense. You are the Goyal Yisrael. Now, Ube Marovis, now, here we're speaking about the people who say Piyut by Mairev, by Yontev, this a Piyut. So they end this Baroche by Mairev instead of saying Goyal Yisrael. They say, Noig Shem Noigim Leima, Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Tzul Yisrael V'Goy Aloi. In the Piyut, if you have a Machzor, you'll see in the Piyut, and this bracha by Meirev Micha Moicha, don't say Piyut, so we don't know what it says. Al Kaponim, but Al Kaponim in the Machzor, the those who say Piyut, so by Micha Moicha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Melech Tzur Yisrael V'Goy Aloi. Goyal is future or present. Yeah, the Goyal. And we're talking about the Gagulos Mitzrayim. What? Hoive, hoive. But whenever we speak about Mitzrayim, we speak Aloshanova. Baruch Hashem, Goyal Yisrael Mitzrayim. And the Piyut is also speaking about Gulos Mitzrayim. And here we said, V'goy aloi. So this was a kasha. It's got very interesting. I mean, there was, the Taz brings down, I think this person was a doctor. He went to Eretz Yisrael to live before. He left. He went over to the Maram of Lublin. We're talking about the Maram. And he asked the Maram this kasha. Why did he say, V'goy aloi? The Maram says, I have to think about it. I don't know. He came home. Yana went to Eretz Yisrael. The Taz went to his Shver, the Bach. He asked him this kasha, why he said Goyalai. The Bach also didn't know. There were a few Gdoilai Yisrael who did not know. This is a good kasha. Fine. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'nitrak ha'taz mo'oid l'tort, say the Taz said a teretz, which is a big doichet. V'dogel mavovo, Yishev kusho, say the dogel mavovo, also said a teretz. U'mikol mokein, mipnei, this means the kash is stronger than the teretz. Mipnei kushezu, nogu anshei maise, loy magam b'marovis ko'al Yisrael. It's very, very interesting. That because of this kasha, they went and took white out, and they changed the nusach and the machsa. They said, Goyal Yisrael, it's very, very interesting. That means some of the right they had to do this because Gedolei Yisrael held it's a kasha. I mean, the Gedolei Yisrael held that it's a good kasha. One should not say Allah Shinoiv. So the Melis, so now you have to look in the machzerim, if it's a re-edited machzor, it should say Goyal Yisrael, not Goyal Yisrael. Fine. So Al Kaponim, now we're going to go back. So the Machaber said, after Goyal Yisrael by Shachis is a Chiyiv, Smicha Gula L'Tvile, so therefore, a Yochid doesn't say Amen, and the person who hears the Shach doesn't say Amen, because the Shemaneser is to start right after go Yisrael, and the Omen would be a Hefsik. Shum Davi Hefsik. Hago, V'yesh Oimrim Da'inin Omen. Now others hold that you say Omen, and they hold you say a fellow on the own brocha. There are certain shittas that you do. So now the Ramo says, V'chein Noyagim, we also hold like that, that you answer Amen. Lanes achish liyach tibur avu mispal lavadei neinin amikidol kamat simereish tesla. So that means the Ramah brings down there were poiskim that held even according to the Minhag Sfar, that you say Amen on your own bracha, and since it's part of the bracha, it's not called a hemsik between Gula and Tvila, there's such a shita, and the Ramah says, I'll tell you. Personally, on his own bracha, we never answer Amen. But if I hear the shot said, Borchat Hashem Kol Yisrael, then they will answer. That's pshat in this Ramah. Let us see now the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh oimrim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Simkotn lamedalet. Hayesh oimrim svirelei. These yesh oimrim hold, afilu al birkas asmoyoyne, afilu on his own bracha, he also answers. Kivin shuhu siyum shall say the bracha shall krishma. I finish saying the brachas of krishma, so I answer amen. Lechosh v'lehemsik bein gula l'tfila. Okay, koma the more. The mitzadechot minugeinu gam ken ke yesh oimrim. My minug is like this yesh oimrim. Hazed lechoshvinu lehemsik bein gula l'tfila. V'alkei noigim lana is acha shli yusipo amen. We agree with them that it's not a hefsik. But Avon Mitzvah Labade, Amen again, Allah, and he's coming, because look, I'm a Simonish test. Well, we never answer Amen on the own Baruchel, besides Bichas Amos. Yes? I understand, but somehow we'll get smart in Simon Reish Tezvot, but it seems that by an end of, now the Omen is not saying what I said now, I'm going back whatever I had said, since it's a set, so I completed the set, so it could be the Omen, I'm saying Omen now on the whole set, so it could be that's better, that could be, I don't know, yeah. So now, so the Gemara says that we will answer Amen. Lamas. Now we can get into something very interesting. So when do you? So we answer after the Chaz. Vidafke im leishchal adayin aposuk shol Hashem svosai tifta. That means like this: that I'm a few words ahead of the Chaz. So I said, Baruch at Hashem, Gol Yisrael, and then the next second, we'll see soon, that. Then the Chazan says, Baruch Hashem, Gol Yisrael. I as yet did not start Shemayna Esrei. So I can answer Amen on his bracha because I didn't start Shemayna Esrei, and the Amen on Gol Yisrael is not considered a hefsek ben gula l'tzul. That is pshat in the Ramah. So let's see again. V'davke im lehischal adayin aposuk shal Hashem svosai tiftach v'misham v'eilech avek etzvilah. So, but if you also didn't start Shemin Esrei, so the Gemara says you should answer Amen. So now let us just review what we are up to now. Do I answer, when I hear the shots, do I answer Amen? I said, Baruch Hashem Gol Yisrael, and then the shots is Baruch Hashem Gol Yisrael. Do I answer Amen, yes or no? So the Teretz is, the Mechaba holds, you don't answer Amen. The Ramah holds, you do answer Amen. But that is Lamaisa, the 2 days, the 2 days. Because here there's a problem, you have to be saying B'chkula L'tzula by Goli Son Shemay Nesri, there's a new problem, but you don't have a Baruch Shema. Yeah, this is a special thing by Google and Twitter, that there has to be close one to the other. Mamish, yeah. You have to be, yeah. Patch, yeah. But the Gemara learned after the Pesach, Hashem Tzuri v'goy Ali, Lamtzeh Yantcha Hashem v'yayim Tzora. So Goy Ali is the end of Kapitel Yutes and Tillin. Yantcha Hashem v'yayim Tzora is Tzvila. So we see right after Goy Ali comes Yantcha Hashem. That's the Makar of Smicha Gulula Tfila. Now, okay. So we have over here, do I answer Amen? Don't I answer Amen? So you can do one of two. You can either, you see which party you belong to. I'm an Ashkenaz, so my male will do like my Rebbe said. If I'm my father, I'll do like the Beis Yosef said. Okay, but it's a Machloikas. So now, yes, medagazikim, but there are people who like to be bipartisan, that like to do something, yeah. What? As I said, they want to be yaitz according to everyone. That means, so what do they do? So they, according to the Machaber, you can't say, oh, my nephew, go Yisrael. It's a hefsek. So they wait right before Tzu Yisrael. In order to say Amen after the Shliach Tzibbut, so they'll be, it's a Megula L'Tfila. They'll by Shira Chadosh, they're going to wait by Shira Chadosh. What? Hold. They put on hold, and the Chasm says, go, Yisrael, Amen. That's also a problem. We'll see, they're doing a lot of problems. So that's the Mishnah is going to criticize them. Okay. But here they're waiting for Bashir Chadosh. So now it's... So the Mela, so that's what they do. They learn this Amen Achash Shliach Tzibbut. Because we'll call Achroinim. So this Frumkeit that they wanted to accomplish is going to be, and Yenevel to say, Shalom Aleichem to the Ramo, Shalom Aleichem to the Machaber, you know? I'm with both of you. And I could appreciate anything both of you can give for me. But I was with both of you. I want to be Yitzhol Shlitzis. Kosvo Kol HaChayinu Shlo Yofahei Moisem. They're doing the wrong thing than with no one. Why? Shereihu Bem Tzapeg Shalemis Miyatsev. He's in the middle now of the third Perek of Bichas Krishma. Vein Lanei Shum Omein Levad Mishtei Emeinim Hanal Besiv Gimel Bago. Number one, you only have to answer two Omeins. Hakela Kodesh Shemei Atvila. He's saying Omein Hanal, so it's a Hefzik. You're not allowed to. Number one. Number two, Gam Lechatchila Roi Lahaskol Tvila Shemei Nesrei. Im Ashliach Tzibu Vako B'Shova. You should start together, Shemei Nesrei, together. You're very firm to answer Omein. So you're starting Shemayna Esrei later, and the ideal Tvila B'Tzibur is we start together. So, but you want to be firm. So let's try to oblige and see what we can do for this desire. I'll tell you another Eitzah. V'nochein la'soysa te'lofis l'kulam. You want to be Eitzah according to everyone. I got an Eitzah for you. Shiachavin l'saimim shliach tzibu b'shava. So end together with the shliach tzibu. You say together with him, go al Yisrael. And the halacha is that if you end together with the shliach tzibu, the same bracha, so it's niri saying an omen on his own bracha. So we don't say omen. So according to everyone, according to the Rama, we won't say omen. The same as shliach tzibu b'shava. So that's one Eitzah. You should say together, Baruch Hashem, go Yisrael together with the Shas. Oy, Sheyaschil, Shemayna Esrei Ma'at, Koytem HaShliach Tzibur. Or, Atein Od Eitzah, Dainu HaPosek Hashem Svosai Tiftoch, Tebezeh Bevadei Lekek Peide Dei Nika Klal HaKdamos. It means he really didn't stop, it's that Scholem. Of Shemay Nesre, but really, it's not considered that he jumped before the Tzibur. So B'meilus, it's called Hidavim Shemay Nesre, Tzibur B'Tzibur. So that's the two ways. Either say it quietly, together with the Shatz, and together with the Shatz, or say Hashem Svosai, so then you put it to say Amen. So now, Kan Shoyalaben, you go in all the shuls, they have a different Eitzah. Here, if we're racking up rains, they have a different Eitzah. Baruch Atah Hashem, go, finished. No problem. They solved all the problems. And here we have all the Frum Yidin were trying to be Frum, and no one thought of this Eitzah, which is a big kasha. So God, the Dirshu brings down the Chassam Sofer, thought of this Eitzah. He said, it's good Eitzah, Taka. But Al Kabon, it seems that Mr. Buhl did not think of this Eitzah. And so the Pisket Juvis brings down a whole settle of Paiskim excluding Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky holds like the Sam Soifi. Say, Baruch HaTashem, go, finished. That's, he also holds like this. But I'll come. Yeah, the shot says it quietly. So you lost your problem. No problem. You can't know, man. I don't know where he's up to for all practical purposes. He start, yeah, but just for a second. Al Kaponim, but many poskim hold this is not the proper thing to do. I remember, now I saw like an agency soiled by the Levayev, Rav Henkin, Zecheinu Levroche, Rav Henkin said that the world makes a mistake and they say, go Yisrael quietly, and it has to be said out loud. It has to be said out loud. Why does it have to be said out loud? So Rav Henkin said, Midine de Gemore, the Birchas Krishme, the Shat said everything out loud. The Oilam was Yotzer with the Shat. That was the Takon of Chazal. The Rosh was Scott Frum, and he was afraid maybe he won't be able to concentrate or whenever. The Shatz is saying his mind might be thinking something else. So the Rosh started saying it quietly. And then as the years progress, everyone looked at him. They asked him, Rabbi Rosh, why are you saying it? Well, maybe I won't hear every word. So now if the Rosh has this problem, so now Armenigas, everyone says it loud. But Al Koponim, the Ika Takona was that the Shat should be mighty. So that's why he said, by Yotzer Oyer, the Shat should say it loud. And we do this by Yomim Neroim, that the Shat says Yotzer Oyer loud. We stuck on to this minute. And Go Yisrael, he said this, the beginning of Birchas Krishma and the end of Birchas Krishma should be said loud. So that's why many poskim, I mean, Rav Shmuel Bozner held like that, Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach held like that it should the davke be said loud. The Satmar Rebbe Zecheinu Levroche held like that. I remember the Biskei Tshuvos brings it down. I remember it was davening at Beis Medrash Elyon, and Rav Chatzkel Horowitz Zecheinu Levroche was standing next to me. And then he asked me, why don't you say Go Yisroel loud? The Satmar Rebbe says it loud. Now they bring it out. So Al Kaponim later, I had more research. I said many, many poskim hold that it should be said loud, and that's the proper thing to do. So we have a problem. We want to be through. So we have two ways to say together with the Shatz, or you want to say Chapon, say Hashem. Then he doesn't have this problem, yeah? What? He can't. What's he do? He's in the middle of the Birchas Krishma. He can't answer me. Chatzme Shalom. He's the answer Birchas Krishma. What? You know what? No. You can't answer. What? No.
No.
That's the magic of it. Oh, yeah, based on this. Oh, wow. A mayor of the Kiddush.